FFT. From the Pac West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
Well, several weeks ago, I interviewed the president of the Big Ten Network, Francois McGillicuddy. That's his real name. And I got a chance to talk with him in Indianapolis about what is happening with the Big Ten and their coverage this season. There was a lot of excitement about that. And I've been chasing down the president of the CW Network, a guy named Dennis Miller. He's a Cal grad who lived in Berkeley, went to school in Berkeley, now lives in Southern California, where his offices are as he runs the CW. Oregon State and Washington State had 13 home football games this season. They were facing a conundrum. Exposure is what they really wanted, and I think they would give up revenue if they knew they could get exposure, but there was some skepticism in the marketplace that Oregon State and Washington State could get that exposure. Could they get a linear provider to go all in? Well, it lined up beautifully for the Pac-12, as the CW had dabbled in college football last year, dabbling with ACC games and getting a number on a couple of the good matchups. And then, of course, the ACC had a larger appetite with the CW, and then the CW wanted more Pac-12 games because they could pair them with the ACC. And in the end, what they have decided to do this college football season, the CW will carry 11 of the home football games for Oregon State and Washington State. The other two will be on Fox or FS1. So 11 of the 13 with the CW. Those games will be paired on Saturdays with the CW's existing ACC inventory. There will also be a studio show that is going to be produced by Pac-12 Enterprises, the production arm of the Pac-12 Conference, formerly the Pac-12 Networks. They've produced hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of live sports events. The team at Pac-12 Enterprises, very experienced, probably overqualified in a lot of ways to do stuff like this. They did it in their sleep with the Pac-12 Networks. They're now going to be producing that studio show that will be both an ACC and Pac-12 studio show. You heard Mike Yam on yesterday's program talk about the fact that they'll do some look-ins during the game. You'll get a shot back at the studio. Here's Mike Yam. He's on the set talking about the game. There will be some fill-ins when games run short where Yam, they'll go back to the studio and he'll be able to kind of set up the game that's coming up. What the CW is trying to do is create audience. It's trying to create a flow of eyeballs on the ACC games and the Pac-12 games and create some habits in the viewers. Well, I got a chance to sit down with Dennis Miller, the president of the CW. You're going to hear that interview here in a moment, and then we're going to talk about it, what it means, what it could mean moving forward to the future, and what opportunities may lie out there for the Pac-12 Conference. Here is my one-on-one conversation with Dennis Miller, president of the CW. And it starts with me kind of jumping in, saying, hey, you found something with the ACC, didn't you? Keep in mind, the top five broadcasts in 2023 on the CW were all ACC football games. Here's my talk with Dennis Miller.
You know, I was looking at how the ACC games did, and it looked like, you know, there was some traction there, and it may have resulted in you guys sort of opening to more sports opportunities. What's the strategy there?
Yeah, it did. It started with LIV when they were looking for a broadcast outlet, and that kind of got things started. The CW had never had any sports, you know, on, so it was, you know, a building process of trying to get audiences to know where to find things and where to and to look for on CW stations for sports. And then the ACC through Raycom, you know, came together, and we determined, no big surprise, but very quickly, when you had good games, you were going to get a rating. And when you had lesser games, you got less of a rating. But we were able to, you know, have an audience come and find us here, because you kind of had them on ESPN and the ACC network and on the CW. ACC, you know, with the RSNs imploding, was looking for broader reach, you know, out there, which is kind of the name of the game right now. And so we that came together nicely. And then we started building a relationship with the Raycom folks and with ESPN to start to make sure we were getting in front of the athletic directors and the teams to say, hey, we can bring your product out to over 100 stations here and show you 100% reach. And then NASCAR, you know, came along and the WWE came along. And so kind of have a flywheel for the first time this fall where we'll have circulation of sports fans, many of which cross over between these various, you know, sports. And the Pac-12, we had started with conversations got a long time ago when Pac-12 was just figuring out what they were going to do and before some of the, you know, attrition that occurred there. And then we were fortunate enough with our schedule and with what the Pac-12 and Oregon State and Washington State were looking for that we said, hey, we can figure this out. We kind of put a chessboard together of how to figure out how to make games work. So we're going to have multiple doubleheaders, you know, between ACC, Pac-12, and we'll even have some 13, 14-hour sports day between NASCAR, LIV, and basketball and football. So, yeah, we're going to have 500 hours of sports starting in the fall. And we're very fortunate that, you know, Pac-12 is, you know, going to be part of it. I live down across, near UCLA, and I'm went to Berkeley and went to a lot of those Stanford Berkeley games, and have some friends who are at Oregon State and Washington State. So I'm going to be an eager fan as well as the network guy.
The ratings for Washington State and Oregon State were you know encouraging in the last few seasons, and so I guess I would ask you, like, how did that play into your mindset as you were evaluating the Pac-12's, you know, offering or inventory that they had?
Yeah, we went through a whole, you know, research analysis of Oregon State and Washington State. Then we looked at where our overlap is with stations and what we could accomplish and just some of the matchups that they were starting to talk about. So it just felt like, hey, this is a good fit. We're moving in and we're going to be able to take advantage of their momentum that they have. So, yeah, we're very excited to bring them into CW Sports Saturday here.
The ACC games now paired in some weekends with Pac-12 games, some studio shows that you guys are adding, some shoulder programming. It looks like, you know, it looks like there's a shift in mindset, but maybe it's just happening in the industry where live sports programming is driving viewers.
I think that, yeah, I think you're saying that, you know, there is some marketplace confusion out there. Where do I find my sports here? You've got multiple streaming services, you've got cable networks, you've got sports dividing up the rights, you know, amongst various holders. And I think broadcast, the good news is that they'll find the majority of their sports in one place. We'll have all 33 Xfinity races in one place. We'll have wrestling 52 weeks live on Tuesday night. We have Inside the NFL on Friday night. And so we're trying to provide some habit, you know, and the ability to form some habits. And then Saturdays will be, you know, our most active, obviously, sports day. And like I said, we'll go anywhere from 3.5 to 14 hours of sports on Saturdays. So we are hoping, you know, that audiences will be able to know, hey, I can find my team on this day, you know, on a regular basis here, which we think helps with some of the consumer confusion that's out there right now.
Yeah, and the Pac-12 fans, you know this, being a Bay Area guy, I grew up in the Bay Area, and the Pac-12 fans, one of the real frustrations has been that they couldn't find the Pac-12 network. The distribution wasn't there. What do you say to people when they go, hey, where do I find the CW?
Well, that's, you know, that we have heard that on occasion. And I think it's our job to, you know, provide the kind of programming that they want to, first of all, that they want to go see, which we think Pac-12 and the other sports will help do that. Well, we have to be smart and partner with the teams and sponsors to drive awareness on channel and off channel. We do a lot on channel. We're going to be doing more off channel. Got to take advantage of the social media followings of a lot of the athletes on these teams, because that's, you know, a big driver to finding sports today. So I think all of those things are in play. The studio should be helpful. We're doing that in conjunction with the Pac-12. So we just have to move all those levers in order to get people, because they've never come to the CW to find these kinds of sports. So it's a process, and there's some friction in the system, and it's our job to kind of overcome that friction.
The Pac-12 Enterprises production facility and their experience in producing games, I think, has to be a benefit here. Will they do other things for you, or will they just be limited? Or how far can that relationship go?
Well, we're building out the facility to be agnostic, so we can cover ACC, we can cover Pac-12. And obviously, just given their history and the quality of the work here, we're hoping it can lead into, you know, to other things. We're talking to other rights holders all the time about, you know, what else is available, what else will drive an audience, what could work. We have Sunday afternoons that are fairly open still on the CW, and that's some real estate we would like to, you know, populate with high quality programming. I think coming out of the Olympics, as you know, there is always going to be a new set of sports and stars that are part. I think we have Snoop Dogg in the Arizona Bowl coming up, and Snoop is a consistent presence throughout the Olympics, which is great to see. And then I think we'll, you know, with the teams and with the schools here, we're going to just try to identify, you know, more product. And broadcast, live sports and broadcast have gone together well for a long time. I think the IP holders want, like, the reach of it and the consistency there. So we're hoping to do, you know, more with the Pac-12 going forward.
You know, you kind of touched on the marketing that can happen, and there's synergy there between sports and the CW. How can the CW, or how might the CW help the Pac-12 teams market themselves? They've got a story to tell this season as well.
Yeah, I think we're going to look at cross-promotional opportunities as one place. You know, we produce a lot of shows outside of sports. You know, we have 15 hours of prime time to fill each week, and it's from nonfiction to scripted to, you know, some of the franchises we have now. So I think cross-pollinating some of those folks. It'd be great to see Bill Belichick talk on Inside the NFL now, talking about what's happening in college sports. And obviously with our studio show now, talking about some of the other stuff happening on the CW. So just now kind of getting to the place where we're coming up with ideas and ways we can cross-pollinate there between the various, you know, platforms we have and the various shows. So I think you'll see some creative use of the CW's assets here with our new partners.
I'm left thinking about, too, though, the core values or the mission of the CW. And then I was looking at the highest rated shows from the last year, and gosh, it was like those ACC games registered and they moved the needle. How do you stay true to what the CW is intended to be while also blossoming into this new area?
Well, the CW historically, you know, it started with UPN and WB coming together. It was really driven by the needs of Warner and CBS, which was to push through a lot of our dramas that could be sold globally around the world. And that model worked really well. And they carved out a niche in the young adult audience that, you know, really was second to none long before the streamers came around and the marketplace was altered. And young adults really left a lot of what was on broadcast and are not watching a lot of, you know, broadcast today, and or whether it's on social media or getting their content from certain streamers, you know, whether they're watching Stranger Things or Wednesdays or shows that the CW was so well known for. Broadcast today is, you have to be broad. You got to reach a fairly wide audience. You have to have a reason to show up at a time period, which, as you know, you can binge on streamers, and broadcasting is really, okay, why am I tuning in Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Saturday afternoon at 3? So when Nexstar bought the CW a year and a half ago, they, you know, they're the largest station over in the United States. They had a good front row seat on how the playbook, you know, kind of works. And it was, How do we deliver a must-have product to the consumer that will lead into their 10 o'clock programming? Oftentimes that's news or off-network programming for an audience that was somewhat older than the young and old audience the CW used to go after. So the mission was really, hey, we got to have the world's changed. Marketplace is different. You're seeing it happening with, you know, just NBC and having two NBA games now, you know, going during the week as part of the new package, if that all holds. So Nexstar was very considerate that, hey, if we want to drive the value of our 30 plus CW stations here, including in the big markets like GN and KTLA and places like that, we better have, you know, a very robust sports, you know, presence, you know, in order to be a part of where the audiences are going for broadcast.
The critics would look at the ratings, and you mentioned it right away. I mean, when you had that Florida State game, you got a big number. And mm-hmm. and the other numbers, when you put them up against like the Pac-12 network viewership, still very strong, even though maybe it weren't great matchups. So I think when you layer ACC and Pac-12 together, along with a studio show, you should expect to see some real growth in that space. What are your expectations for the season?
We think we're going to keep building. It'll be the first time, like as I mentioned before, we only had LIV Golf, you know, 14 events here. And that was a great start, but it doesn't build circulation on a regular basis. And that was a new league, you know, for viewers to discover. So now we're going to, with 500 hours of sports here, we're going to have pretty broad sports fans coming to the network that never came into those individual stations. So we think that flywheel effect will start to kick in. We think we're going to see, you know, meaningful growth in our ratings across all of the franchises. If you look at what NASCAR is doing on USA today and on NBC, and what wrestling is doing, you know, for USA Network, those are top 10, top 20 shows each week in the broadcast world and cable world. So we are going to have a lot more eyeballs coming to us. It's up to us to deliver good product. So if we have a decent matchup, you know, in basketball and football, we think we're going to deliver substantially higher ratings than we were previously.
Will there be a streaming element to this, or is this just linear broadcast traditional?
You know, each IP situation is different. In some places we have the streaming rights, like with LIV Golf, and other places like the ACC, those rights do not, you know, are not, those games are not streamed anywhere, including ESPN Plus or the ACC app. So it varies. It's fairly idiosyncratic, but we're starting a sports hub on the CW, you know, digital offering here. We'll have, you know, next day availability for most of this product, and then we're going to populate it with some off network titles that we're going to get, so people can learn more about the racers, more about the wrestlers, more about the football and basketball players. So you'll see more of that on the app than we had historically.
Got Stanford and Cal right in your backyard there that you grew up around, and they're in the ACC. You got Oregon State and Washington State. Will there be some strategy in trying to put the Stanford-Cal games as a lead-in or a follow with the West Coast audiences?
Yeah, we have we brought on a few additional sports experts, and we've had scheduling folks to look at what are the right mixes of teams to really start to bring that Pac-12 fan into the CW, because that's going to be our, you know, another new audience for us here. So yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
There it is. Dennis Miller. He is the president of the CW. That's my conversation with him. I asked him some questions off air about the CW's distribution. There's some confusion out there. Are they available in 95% of households, 100% of households? He gave me some clarification at the end of the interview, saying that, you know, if you have a television that has cable, the CW is part of the basic cable package, like ABC, NBC, CBS. If you don't have cable, you can get the CW over the air. So if you have a television antenna, if you're an Oregon State or Washington State fan, you want to watch the CW, and you're like, hey, I don't have any package. I don't stream. I don't do anything. You can literally get either a digital antenna and plug it into your TV. It's very easy. You can buy one on Amazon or wherever. Or you can use just the regular rabbit ears antenna and get the CW. I encourage you to experiment with it now and not wait till college football Saturday morning. I also followed up and asked about streaming. His answer to the streaming question kind of left some ambiguity, because he brought up the ACC and whatnot. The CW does not intend to stream the Pac-12 games. I do not think you're going to need streaming as an option. And I frankly think the CW and Washington State and Oregon State would prefer to have you tune in so they get credit for your viewership on the CW. Because as Pat Chun, the Washington Athletic Director, told us last week on this show, what is driving realignment is television ratings. He said it's why Washington's in the Big Ten. And Oregon State and Washington State, they rate. They should be Power Four conference members. But if you're an Oregon State fan or Washington State fan who is largely turned off by what you've seen in the last year, I get it. You're going to have to fight that, though, if you want to help your school. Because what helps Oregon State and Washington State is for those football games that the CW is carrying to move the needle, to register, for them to outrate the ACC games, and for people to go, whoa, same network, prime Saturday afternoon appearance. Man, look at what Oregon State and Washington State drew for that game. They had 750,000 people tune in. That's way better than the average ACC game. So keep in mind that is out there. But Dennis Miller also mentioned Sundays. And Stephen, I want to pivot to you a little bit here. He mentioned Sundays. They don't have the NFL. They have sort of put together this Saturday package of like 15 hours of programming between two football games and NASCAR and LIV golf. And I'm now kind of wondering, what could they do on Sundays? Do you have an idea for them on Sundays?
I don't know what that meant exactly. Like, are they going to put college football games on Sunday as well and just say, hey, look, because they could. And I think that the reasoning it could work is because there's always going to be a market for any, like, whatever team you have. If you have a good program, and Oregon State, Washington State are good programs that are going to get people to watch, like, their own fans are always going to watch their games. And so if you put them on Sunday, they're going to get a good number because they have diehard fans. There's also going to be fans that are just college football fans that don't like the NFL that, hey, you know what? There's a college football game on Sunday. Maybe we'll just throw that on instead of having the NFL on or whatever else they're doing. So I think right now the CW is taking that stance of, we're going to take the teams and the sport that nobody really wants right now, and we're going to bank on something big happening later down the future. And I think that could work, you know, to a point. Like, it's never going to outdo the NFL. Never would that be the point. The point would just be it's a different option. And those fans of Oregon State, Washington State, they're going to tune in on Sunday if their team is playing on Sundays.
How about this, though? You know, during college football season, the Sunday becomes a one-hour studio show with Mike Yam interviewing, you know, Trent Bray, Jake Dickert, you know, kind of downloading on the Saturday action, kind of becomes a Sunday follow with highlights and what happened and then a look ahead at the next week. Like, Oregon State, Washington State need some kind of branding. CW saying, hey, we need sports content. How about that during college football season or something like that during college football season? And then keep in mind, like, there are all these different CW stations all around the country, right? 100% of the country. When you put something on, you don't have to put it on in every market on the CW. You could pick and choose and go, okay, we're going to put it all on the West Coast. And you could have that show air only on the West Coast, and then maybe an ACC studio show air on the East Coast. And that way it would be a little more tailored to the ACC fan and the Pac-12 fan. Okay, here's another idea. How about when you get outside of football season? Could you take some of the non-conference women's basketball games, men's basketball games, and put them on a Sunday? Could you take Oregon State baseball and put it on a Sunday? Now, there might not be like national appeal or national interest in watching Oregon State baseball on a Sunday, but if you put that game on in Portland on the CW and up and down the West Coast on the CW, I kind of wonder if you would pick up kind of a WGN Cubs following for Oregon State baseball on the CW. There's nothing determined right now as it pertains to baseball broadcasts, but I'm just kind of left thinking, like, could Oregon State create kind of a little bit of a revenue generating thing by their baseball team, you know, being a Sunday afternoon attraction on the CW during college baseball season. I think there's some things out there.
It does seem like the CW is taking a big investment into Oregon State and Washington State, John. Like, I feel like they, you know, they have a slight investment in the ACC because they have it with all those teams, but they're really kind of going all in here with the Washington States and the Oregon State right now. When, you know, as they bring in, you know, Mike Yammer, they're going to have other type of shows. Like you said, if they do have some type of Sunday show where it's all about the Pac-12, I feel like they really are invested in those two programs, and they think they're going to figure it out going forward, and then they will have their tie with that program in that conference.
I think, you know, if Bill Walton were alive, I would be sitting here advocating that Bill Walton get an hour on Sundays on the CW to talk about whatever, right? So I think you have to find something there. You know, ESPN's got Feinbaum banging the drum in that conference. You know, the Big Ten has its own network that's banging the drum for it. Pac-12, those two teams need somebody to be talking about them outside of their games. And that Sunday window provides that opportunity. And so when I heard him say that, you know, he's compelling sports. And he didn't say live sports. He said sports programming. And I just started to think, like, gosh, there's an opportunity there for a show on the CW that could sort of highlight the plight, follow the plight or the saga of the Pac-12, and or maybe a documentary series on the Pac-12 and their season. But I don't know what it is, but the Pac-12 Enterprises team probably could figure something out. I want you to leave it here. Punch It Audio is coming up.